This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow night, the nonprofit organization Appleseeds will host a musical fundraising event at the Smoke and Barrel on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Appleseeds is seeking funding for a 2-acre teaching farm to be used as a resource for teachers and school garden leaders, as well as a destination for school field trips. The farm will be an extension of Appleseeds' farm-to-school partnership. It's appropriate that one of the musicians at tomorrow night's fundraiser is Dave Baer. Dave understands the concepts behind Appleseeds. He lives in Newton County, off the grid. The songs he's written and recorded are socially conscious and project an optimistic outlook. This week, Dave Baer drove from his home near Ponca to talk to me inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. I asked him if he thought living in Newton County, away from many modern conveniences, was inspirational for him as a songwriter.
I think it definitely is, and the wind and the hills just become a part of the vocabulary for me out there, and they just become, they're just there with me, and I feel like the things are just kind of more stripped down there. There's just less distraction, and it's just easier to kind of distill what's happening.
Let me ask about being off the grid, because you have a site on Reverb Nation, so off the grid does not mean that you don't have access and you don't have some modern conveniences. You just...
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say that I haven't lived with a refrigerator for 12 years. We don't have running water, and any electricity that we do have is from a small solar system that doesn't work all that often.
Okay, so tell me about living without a... I know we're here to talk about your music, and I want to hear you play, but tell me about living without a refrigerator for a dozen years.
It's interesting what you can do. I mean, cheese will keep. We have three kids, so a gallon of milk just goes really quickly. Eggs will stay out, and we just kind of, you know, buy enough that we know it'll last, and then, you know, we'll go back to town, you know, once a week or so.
Is town Jasper?
The town basically... It changes. It can be Jasper or Fayetteville. We've been to Harrison if our kids are taking lessons there or something. Yeah. It's interesting. You learn to live with less. You just learn to live. You just adjust. I think humans are very adjustable.
You write socially conscious songs. You write songs about sort of the human, if not condition, the human experience, the human position in the world. Is that a fair assumption?
I think it's very fair. I think I'm always questioning that. And I think that when you do live out in the country and you come into town, you just kind of see these things that are all set up, and you see there are different mindsets that you run into with people, and it's just something. When we decided to live out there, it's just something that we started noticing, the separation. People out there, they deal with themselves, and they're, you know, they rely on themselves, and here in town there's more of an infrastructure. So when you're out there without the infrastructure, you realize it's a more clearly indicated when you do come into town what that infrastructure looks like. And I think that my songs reflect that, and our standing and our, you know, sometimes we're separate from it. And I think that a lot of my songs are challenging. And I think a lot of them, I challenge myself and I'm questioning myself. And it's just, they're important. They're important to me.
And you say you don't write that many?
No, I have recorded three CDs. So I'm thinking I've recorded maybe 35 songs and written 15 others, I would say. I have some new material now, but they just don't flow out of me. I'm not necessarily a craftsman. I'm not a crafter of songs necessarily. I have crafted a few to try it out. Those aren't the songs I usually play. It's the songs that really mean something to me and I feel more deeply, that I feel more comfortable playing.
I get a kick out of this. You say you haven't written many songs, but you've written, by your own estimation, 50. I'm going to guess that's more songs than 99.9% of the population has written.
I guess we hold ourselves up to certain standards. I have friends, you know, who have written in the hundreds, and sometimes I wish I could write more songs. I wish I could. I had the time to sit down and write one a day. I think if I led more lives, maybe two, another extra life at the same time, that would happen, but it's not possible.
What would you like to play?
I'd like to play a new song for you. Yeah, I have a few new songs, and I'd like to try a song called Carry On.
Okay.
Thank you.
fences with the manor walls erected in dishonor. Gate surveillance cameras reduce our consciousness to fodder. Locked down, scolded, separated, tethered, yet we carry on. Carry on together. Status quo's a slippery slope we won't slide down. Built on obedience and a soothing sound. Do we get corralled by its rope? Reined in on the saddle of fine leather? No, we carry on. We carry on. We carry on together. We carry on. We carry on together. Dug out with the pick-and-matics and laid our own foundation. Dug into the earth, this planet as our nation. Now we're working out our systems and dancing on ever. And we carry on, we carry on. Carry on together, we carry on. We carry on. Together. Bend the wire, feed the fire, sing songs about our culture. Tend the pyre with our flock and circle like the vulture. Now we fly through the night, we come down and warm our feathers, and we carry on. Carry on together, seed the bed, weed the bed, cultivate a local flavor, revolution in our minds, such a wild taste to savor. Now we're hawks on a line, working for each other, and we carry on, we carry on, we carry on together, we carry on. Carry on together. We carry on. We carry on. Carry on together. Carry on.
Which is harder, which was harder, or maybe, I wonder if you've even thought about it, finding your voice, the voice as a songwriter, finding the voice that is your instrument, because it's a beautiful voice.
I appreciate that. I think I'm still finding my voice. I think, you know, it's a little raw, and I think, you know, I like it, and people appreciate it, and I don't know, I think I'm always looking to get better, always looking to really hone in on a little bit more. And my voice as a songwriter, I think the same thing. I think I'm a work in progress, and I hope to always be.
Tell me about this beautiful black guitar.
It's carbon fiber. I had had a few other guitars, and they developed cracks in them. Guitars are fragile, and my wife bought this for me for Father's Day one year, or maybe it was Valentine's Day, and I really appreciated it, and still do. And it's, I mean, it's just, it doesn't go out of tune very often, and it's very durable. To me, that's great, and it has a good sound, too.
The song you just did, Carry On, is, and you have others like this that are more, they're very positive. We're in this together. Let's be good to each other. Mm-hmm. A sort of, you know, let's rally around each other.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, you know, for myself, I get down and I question things. And I think I write these for myself, and then I want to share them. And as I'm writing them, the focus or the who I'm writing them for changes a little bit. I think I start to write them for myself, and then I feel like they just need to be written, and they're just kind of written for everybody or anybody.
Are you a native Arkansan?
I'm not. I'm from the East Coast, outside of Washington, D.C. And my wife's from California. We met in Alaska. And some of her schoolmates were here in the Ozarks, and they said, you've got to come see it here, give it a chance. And we came through and just fell in love with the Ozarks and just are so glad to be here and just a part of this community.
Now, where did Ecuador figure into all of this?
Ecuador, we got married, and we decided to leave Alaska. We were just kind of needing to warm up a bit, find a little more sunshine. And we got married and had a little bit of money, and we just had always loved traveling. So we went, we were going to go to Bali, and then we were going to go here and there, and we needed these different shots. We had dogs, and we just figured, wow, someone had mentioned Ecuador, and we just looked it up, and it's so diverse. And we wanted to learn Spanish, and it's just wonderful. I had a great time there.
And were you there for
2 months?
Two months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you play another song?
I'd love to play another song.
Excellent.
Sure. This song is it's actually an election song. I always tend to write songs around the election because they stir me up. And this song is called Cast Your Vote.
Such important times, read between the lines, find out what's really going on. Sit back and watch the nightly news, try to figure out who to choose from, commentary, soundbite, and the like. Oh, 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 dig a little deeper, work a little smarter, know where you stand, cast your vote. Get on going, take your coat, let them see you coming, gotta make it count. You gotta look them in the eye, get to what they're saying, leave a quote, cast your vote. Is what's good for the gaggle, touted by the goose, or is it made into a dagger or a shiny noose? So do for your people as you would do for yourself. How are you gonna do what's good for the world if you can't even do what's good for yourself? So you can save a few bucks, but at whose expense? You're climbing up a ladder, you never walk the fence. So get on going, gotta make it count, gotta look him in the eye, get to what they're saying. Think about the people, gotta take care of the people, really get to know them, or else what's the point? This is your chance, really say something, say something, cast your vote. Smarter, know where you stand, cast your vote.
It's fitting, I guess, that you are part of the Appleseeds fundraiser. I mean, part of the idea of Appleseeds is to get people closer to their food, and I imagine you're pretty close to the food you eat.
Definitely. You know, I'd like to grow a lot more. And I get a little frustrated out there with the ticks and the heat sometimes. Mm. But some of my happiest moments are out there pulling weeds and watching these things grow. And I just think it's such important work. And I think that growing your own food is a really important way to be independent and just like a revolution. Like, you hear about that. And because it's something that you can kind of take control of and, you know, be a part of and recognize the whole, what goes into it all. And it's just such important work.
Your wife makes jewelry?
She does.
And does she do that at your house?
She does. She has a desk upstairs, yes. And she uses fossils that we find. as molds for silver, and her stuff's just brilliant. She's just a true artist, and really, she's such a muse for me. She's just an amazing person.
And so you can find her work at Crystal Bridges?
Her work's at Crystal Bridges in the gift shop, and Eureka Springs over at Zark's, which is such a nice gallery. And it's here on the square at a fine gallery called Corazon. Beautiful place.
So people will be able to see you as part of the Appleseeds fundraiser at mm-hmm. Smoke and Barrel. And then we mentioned, any other gigs that we can mention coming up?
Yeah, I'm playing at the library as part of their summer concert series in June at some point. I think it's the third weekend in June.
Yeah.
And then there's a house concert I'm going to be a part of. It's Cove Concerts on March 8th.
Dave, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.
Dave Bear's music can be found at iTunes and at cdbaby.com. You can also hear some of his songs on his Reverb Nation page. Dave Bear, he spells his last name B-A-E-R. He's one of the scheduled performers tomorrow night at Smoke and Barrel as part of a fundraiser for Appleseeds Teaching Farm. The fundraiser begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and other musicians scheduled to play include Efren White, Candy Lee and the Sweets, Shannon Wurst, and Smokey and the Mirror. This is Ozarks at Large.